Everybody's a winner at the JCPenney Mystery Sale. Hurry in store Wednesday through Saturday for a coupon giveaway while they last. You can peel and reveal an extra 30, 40, or even 50% off. Use your coupon to enjoy even bigger savings on Easter apparel and spring fashion. So, how much will you save? JCPenney, make everybody count. Offers valid on select styles 327 to 330. Exclusions apply. Giveaway in store only. Must be 18 or older. See store or jcp.com for details.
Wes Durham is still with us. We found him somewhere in the ether of cell phone technology. He joins us again. It's a bit...
What? Come on. What are you doing?
I don't know. It happens. All right.
Sorry.
That's fine.
I would just say this. I'm thrilled for all the programs. I think, you know, Carolina, Duke State, certainly Kevin for sure, and the run they're on, which, by the way, and you and I are old enough to remember this, they're starting to show 83 tendencies. AG, I don't know if you know that or not.
Here's the thing about the Wolfpack. Yeah, because, by the way, the Houston could be there if it's not Duke in the Elite Eight. Marquette, who they beat in 74 for the title, is there on Friday. So there's so many things that are kind of tugging at all of the nostalgic strings here. It is awesome. But the thing about the Wolfpack, and I wanted to go here next anyway, is that about a month and a half into the season, it looked to me like there's no reason why the Wolfpack couldn't be right there with Virginia, and Virginia turned out to be bad, or at least bad at the end. But there's no reason why State couldn't be competing for that spot, honestly, with Clemson and Pitt and Wake and all of the teams that were fighting to get the double bye. No reason. They went through a rough patch. It became all DJ Horn and DJ Burns, who until the last few weeks wasn't really having the great last year of college. But all of a sudden, they're getting contributions from everywhere. DJ Burns played 42 minutes last night. No way I would have thought he'd play 42 minutes of a 45-minute game. And so they're starting to look like the team that I think a lot of people thought they could be.
I think that sometimes, and I'm reminded of this, and I was reminded of it last week because I put out on social media on my Instagram page that it's the 20th anniversary of Georgia Tech going to Final Four. And Paul Hewitt had a team in particular that year that got off to a great start. But you'll remember, and you do, that they slumped in like February. They lost back-to-back home games to Wake and to NC State, ironically. And, you know, then they got to the semifinals of the ACC tournament, and they had that unbelievable showdown with Duke. And, you know, they beat Carolina on a jump shot by Jarrett Jack at the foul line on the quarterfinal Friday in Greensboro. And, you know, then they got in the NCAA, and a kid named Ben Jacobson, not the coach, Ben Jacobson, Greg McDermott's coaching Northern Iowa. And Northern Iowa has a shot to tie late in the game on a three that a kid named Ben Jacobson misses.
Hey, it's Adam Golden. I'm in studio with my friend Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. Is it ever too soon to seek out you and your expertise?
Really, there's no too soon. It's time to get serious. So if you're 50 or over, we call it the financial red zone. And that's when really it's time for you to take control of your money and make sure you have a firm on your side that's a fiduciary planning firm, which means they take your side at all times. Now, we'll do this for the next 10 of you who call. This is a $1,000 value, but I'm going to waive my planning fee to make sure you get your total retirement plan and you get on the right path for retirement.
Call 888-843-0013, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
The next game they play Boston College is a year away from joining the ACC, and Jarrett Jack has a steal on the second to last play of the game to seal the win. Then they beat Nevada because Nevada had upset somebody along the way. I can't remember. And then they end up playing Kansas in St. Louis in front of 32,000 Jayhawk fans and 3,000 people who just wandered into the building, and they won that game in overtime. And I think about the way NC State has won these two games. You know, they were the better team in the first game.
Yeah.
Right? They proved to be the better team. And then they were the better team in crunch time the other night. And that's what Clemson was yesterday against Baylor. Clemson was the better team.
Yeah.
And that's where this league has earned its stripes from playing the 20 games. And that's why these guys that fly at 15,000 feet and pundit a little bit need to back off and understand some things and quit looking at the NCAA-sponsored metric that's wrong and doesn't really, you know, doesn't really showcase the values of those teams as they grow. But I think Kevin in particular has done a marvelous job of having his team mature and play and be successful at its most meaningful point, which was Washington and certainly this past weekend in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they're playing better half-court defense right now than they did all year long. What Casey Morsell did to bother Jack Golke, who, yeah, he's a good shooter. He's not off the charts in another galaxy, but he is obviously a good shooter, and he's a huge focal point of Oakland's offense. But number four, I forget his name now, that guy was their best player. Had they won, it would have been because of him, not Jack Golke. But I recognize that Golke became the fascination for everybody because he shot 10 of 20 from three against Kentucky. All right, North Carolina looked very much after the first is 8 minutes, looked very much like the team that we saw when it mattered this year, albeit not in D.C. Maybe it didn't matter in D.C.
Right.
to them. I think they're going all the way. I mean, I have Duke going. I do. I think they're going all the way. I think Duke's going to get to the Final Four. Don't know how I came up with that. I just did. Maybe it's wishful thinking, and it might be. But what have you seen from those two? We got about 3 minutes left.
I think the collaborative nature of that basketball team continues to be a pleasant surprise. I think that you're talking about Harrison Ingram, you're talking about R.J. Davis, Cormac Ryan, Elliot Cadeau, Armando Bacot. And, oh, by the way, they go and get Seth Trimble off the bench.
Oh, I love
that. Knew Seth Trimble was going to be a defensive stopper.
Yep.
So, to me, the collaborative nature of the basketball team, and, oh, by the way, they are back to being good defensively as well. And if that continues, I like Carolina a lot. I would trust Carolina more right now probably than I do anybody else. I think the Alabama game will be interesting. I think it's an intriguing game from that standpoint. I'm really looking forward to seeing how Duke and this particular Duke team handles this. I think John has done a really good job again. I know there are some Duke people who have lots of opinions about this, but I really do like the way Duke has played. I think McCain has been terrific, and it's going to be interesting to watch them against Houston. I watched Houston last night, and Shed is amazing.
Yep.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
And I'm a fan of the way he plays. You know, Kelvin and all the things that has happened in Kelvin's coaching journey aside, Houston's a very, very tough and talented team. Duke will have to respond to that toughness.
Yeah.
And Adam, you and I both know that's been a bit of kryptonite for them this year.
No, there's no question about it. And going back to last year and their exit to Tennessee, they were beaten by grown men.
Right.
The potential for that exists on Friday night in Dallas. So we'll see how that works out. But the other thing is, it kind of depends on how the game is officiated. Because if Houston is allowed to bully Duke, which I'm not saying that that's illegal. It's not. I watched Georgetown. I grew up watching Georgetown, and, you know, when my college basketball growing up,
Michael Graham, the bully to the bullies, watching
the way they defended, and even the way Duke has defended over the time under Coach K, where, like, how many fouls can they call? So if that's the way Houston wants to play, if the officials allow it, then Duke's going to be in for a long day. But if Houston has to just play defense, which they're more than capable of doing, by the way, then it, you know, it maybe gives Duke a little bit of a break, and it allows them maybe a little bit more free flowing. But I think if this becomes a test of manhood, if you will, I give the edge to Houston. But Jared McCain and Jeremy Roach and Tyrese Proctor and others might have something to say about it.
Yeah, and if I'm Boo Cargan, I'm taking Tommy Burleson, David Thompson, Monty Tau, Tim Stoddard, and I'm sitting them right behind the damn bench.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. All right, Wester.
They're going to be the first, those are going to be the first cats off the plane in Dallas, by the way.
They should be.
I'm bringing my 50 year anniversary team, and there's not a damn thing Marquette or anybody else can do about it. You can counter with Clyde Drexler, Michael Young. You can go find out where Benny Andrews is and all that. But I'm still telling you, I'm bringing 74 and 83 as much as I can. That's it.
Wes Stern,
that's all I got for you.
ACC Network, ESPN, the reason the conference makes money. Wes, my man, I'll talk to you very soon. Thanks.
Keep in touch, AG.
You got it.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.